The secret to manifesting anything that you desire is your willingness and your ability to realign yourself so that your inner world is in harmony with the power of intention. Every single modern advance that you see and take for granted was created, and creating is what we're doing here in this chapter, by someone contemplating what they intend to manifest. The way to establish a relationship with spirit and access the power of this creating principle is to continuously contemplate yourself as being surrounded by the conditions you wish to produce. Dwell on the idea of a supreme, infinite power producing the results that you desire. This power is the creative power of the universe. It's responsible for everything coming into focus. By trusting it to provide the form and the conditions for its manifestation, you establish a relationship to intention that allows you to be connected for as long as you practice this kind of personal intent. Entering into the spirit of intention. Whatever you intend to create in your life involves generating the same life-giving quality that brings everything into existence. The spirit of anything, the quality that allows it to come into the world of form, is true as a general principle, so why not activate it within yourself? The power of intention simply awaits your ability to make the connection. How do you enter into the spirit of intention, which is all about feelings expressing life? You can nurture it by your continual, ongoing expectation of the infallible spiritual law of increase being a part of your life. We saw it through our imaginary capacity to see higher vibrations, and we heard it in the voice given to it by spiritual masters throughout the ages. It's everywhere. It wants to express life. It's pure love in action. It's confident. And guess what? You are it. But you've forgotten that. You need to simply trust your ability to cheerfully rely upon spirit to express itself through and for you. Your task is to contemplate the energies of life, love, beauty, and kindness. Every action that's in harmony with this originating principle of intention gives expression to your own personal power of intention. Applying the seven faces for connecting to intention. Having been in the business of human development for most of my life, the question I most frequently hear is, how do I go about getting what I want? At this juncture of my life, as I sit here recording this, my response is, if you become what you think about, and what you think about is getting what you want, then you'll stay in a state of wanting. So the answer to how to get what you want is to reframe the question. How do I go about getting what I intend to create or co-create? My answer to that question is in the remainder of this chapter. But my short answer is this. You get what you intend to create by being in harmony with the power of intention, which is responsible for all of creation. Underline that in your mind. I'll say it again. You get what you intend to create by being in harmony with the power of intention, which is responsible for all of creation. So, begin to remove that ego burden from your shoulders and reconnect to intention. When you lay your ego aside and return to that from which you originally emanated, you'll begin to immediately see the power of intention working with, for, and through you in a multitude of ways. Here are those seven faces revisited to help you to begin to make them a part of your life. First, be creative. Being creative means trusting your own purpose and having an attitude of unbending intent in your daily thoughts and activities. Staying creative means giving form to your personal intentions. A way to start giving them form is to literally put them in writing. For instance, in my writing space here on Maui, I've written out my intentions, and here are a few of them that stare at me each day as I write. My intention is for all of my activities to be directed by spirit. My intention is to love and radiate my love to my writing and any who might hear these words. My intention is to trust in what comes through me and to be a vehicle of spirit, judging none of it. My intention is to recognize the spirit as my source and to detach from my ego. My intention is to do all that I can to elevate the collective consciousness to be more closely in rapport with the spirit of the originating supreme power of intention. To express your creativity and put your own intentions into the world of the manifest, I recommend that you practice something called japa, a technique first offered by the ancient Vedas. Japa meditation is the repetition of the sound of the names of God while simultaneously focusing on what you intend to manifest.